You know, this isn't interactive. You don't have to talk to me, sir. Obviously, you're drunk and you think I'm Montel Williams and I give a shit about your life, but I don't care. I don't care, sir. I'm just doing this till I get paid and I move to the next town and act like I love everyone there, too. This is just an ongoing thing. I'm prostituting myself.
I ain't going.
You ain't going? Where, to English class? I know you're not black, but I'll see if I get the United Negro College Fund to cut you a check, sir, because mine is a terrible friggin' thing to waste. I'm just going to stop picking on you because there's no fun kicking a man when he's you. Okay. look at the Marine guy. I ain't seen that kind of rapid fire since boot camp. Holy cow, man. You're dead, brother. Lay on down.
You're dead.
Oh, man. You guys are all right, man. You are good people. Good people. This is, yeah, it's all good. It's all in you. See, this is the comedy club. So whatever I say, I'm just playing with you. See, we have so much reality television, people don't know. Sometimes you say something to someone and people go, oh, but I don't care. I don't know him well enough to actually make fun of him. So it's just like goofing around. What's that? So what? Say it again. Do I like your hat? No. That's reality. You know, we should pass that hat around the room to see if we can get enough money to get you a new hat. We don't even have to say what it's for. The hat will come by. Oh, okay, never mind. Go ahead. As long as I ain't got to hold this big thing again. I'm glad we're all on the same page with that hat, because... You know why? Because I first saw it and I wanted to make fun, but I'm thinking to myself, suppose that's the coolest hat in Texas. You know, I'll be like the running man trying to get back to the airport. You know, but apparently we're all in agreement that that's an ugly ass hat. Blind people walking down Main Street will go, man, I sense an ugly hat coming. What's that? That's a good hat right there. You know what hat I want? That's a nice, you know what cowboy hat? I like the one with the big feather there. That one looks kind of weird, though. There's only one guy that looks good with a big feather on a cowboy hat. That was, with the big feather on the hat there, right? Yep. Yeah, what kind of hat is that there? Well, you're a smart guy. What kind of hat is that? Cowboy hat. I left my Indian headdress at home. Only guy that looks good with a big feather on the front of his hat, Richard Petty. He looks good in his hat. Everyone else looks like an asshole with a big feather there. I saw a guy on there with trying a hat on with a big feather one time. He goes, hey, I look just like Richard Petty. I'm going, no, you look like you walked into the ass end of a turkey. All your hat needs is a chin strap, little gobbler on it, and you're ready to go. What's that, sir? You want his hat? Well, go over there and take it, sir. But can you not do it on my time? I'm a little busy right now. Thank you. You don't want to hook up with a guy. You go, he said he's not dating anybody, so head on over there. You just sit over there and try not to make a pig noise. You ain't fucking off now, are you? He goes, he's like, that guy's coming over here. I ain't even thinking of the word fuck right about now. I'm thinking of something a little bit more soothing. You know what I'm saying? Keep your britches on. Johnny, what town are you from, brother?
Right here.
Where are you from?
Right.
What? What's he saying?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great. There's some funky ass towns around here, man. Last night there's a guy back there. He said, I'm from Crowley. Is that a good town? Crowley? Crowley don't even sound like a... Crowley sounds like a disease. Crowley sounds like something you get on your ass. Oh, I can't work today, man. I got Crowley. Boy, I knew I was in trouble. I saw some swelling around my Waxahachie. My Waxahachie's all swollen. My Ulysses is out to here. Ain't shit working right. I can't even keep my britches on. Oh, man. So he's finally going to go to the bathroom there. Okay. I knew he wasn't going to be able to take it. Help him around the room there, folks. Look how nice these people are. Look how nice they are. Look at them. Just help them around the room. There you go. Everyone, look at him. He's going there. He's going to walk his ass right back around this way in the front. People go, holy shit.
I'll just pass the black guy again. Holy shit.
He seems like a fun guy. After 21 years, you're pretty much stuck, though, huh? Was he like that when he met him? No? He's probably all fit, cool, and everything. She's shaking her head. Look at you. He just kind of changed on you, huh? Let that be a lesson to you. I was a little ugly guy when I was younger. I grew up cool. Look at me. Just kidding. She's all upset now. I didn't mean to bring it out like that. I was just kidding. I go, did he start off really good looking and everything? She said, yeah, he did. He just got ugly on me overnight. I don't know what the hell happened. I got less drunk. He got less ugly. Or just we just start going our separate ways. Oh, man. What kind of work does he do? He's a mechanic? What the hell does he fix? What's that? Hay equipment? Well, why am I not surprised? I didn't think he worked on like Dell computers. He fixes hay equipment. Look at his friend laughing his ass off. Believe me, rather than have him come out and fix my equipment, I'd stop fucking selling hay. You broke? I'm coming on out. Anyone have any hay equipment here? Do you really? You do? Does it ever break down? No? You hoping it ain't breaking down now, are you? Hey, the hay baler's broke. Just shit, buy a new one. I saw that fucker at the club. Oh, man, all right.